It's Friday the 17th of April 2015 and I'm here in Jeddah just preparing to pack up, check out, have lunch and head off to Riyadh. I got up later this morning, deliberately slept in because I'm extremely tired and ate far too much last night, but I got out for a run this morning at 7:30. However, it was a little bit hot, but I did manage it. And Friday here, of course, is the equivalent of Saturday, and last night was the equivalent of Friday night, so the restaurants were all packed last night. And down on the waterfront this morning, there were just hundreds of people fishing and hanging out, a little bit like it looks in the evening. And actually very pleasant. There was a couple of idiots on motorbikes riding along the corniche, blasting their horn and waving at everybody. They got in the way a bit. But when I was running past crowds of people, lots of people shouting out, "How are you?" People waving from cars. I don't know if this is just genuine friendliness or astonishment that somebody who looks as old as I can still walk, let alone run. But it was a nice run, and then I tried to find the gym, which I did spot the other night when we were looking for the restaurant. It's not in the hotel, it's in a separate building. I couldn't find it anywhere on the grounds, but I had a nice walk. So I've done my Middle East report and sent it off to colleagues at Hull, to the Dean and to our international coordinator, Jeremy, and also to the person in the international office who looks after Middle Eastern affairs. And I've done the weekly blog update for the faculty. That's my job. People send me their publications and I put them into a blog format. And then I put this out as it happens, and then every week I gather them together on a Friday and send out a weekly blog update of publications, mostly, but bits of news. And we've got lots of people who read these, several thousand hits on our blog. Don't know who they are. Not many people actually follow us, but I find people following blogs isn't really the way to count how important they are, because many people follow them and never actually read them. I know I do that myself with a couple of blogs. I follow an excellent blog called Female Professor. It's a female science professor in the USA who writes a blog. It's very, very good, but I very rarely actually read it. So one of these days I hope to hand the blogging over to someone else, I have to say. It's a little bit below my pay grade, I guess, but I thoroughly enjoy doing it. And we also have a faculty Twitter site, and we can put out blog links from the Twitter as well. We maybe don't use the Twitter site quite as much as we should. So I've checked in for my Saudi Airlines business class flight to Riyadh, and I've checked in for my British Airways business class flight to the UK, and I have the boarding passes on my flash drive. And my next job is to go and get these printed downstairs in the business centre if I can. And then I'll be happy, because I'm absolutely all set to go then. So the rest of the morning will be spent in my room, finishing off editing any papers that have come onto the system overnight, and any other bits and pieces of work that I've got to do. And I'll make a start to writing my Sigma Theta Tau research in nursing leadership blog entry for Sigma Theta Tau, and possibly get that sent off to Jim Matson today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your assigned seat as your boarding pass. Thank you for your cooperation. الله تعالى وبركاته نيابة عن خطوط الجوية العربية السعودية قائد الطائرة كابتن ماكس وزملاء الملحون يرحبون بكم على متن رحلة السعودية رقم 1040 والمتجه بمشيئة الله تعالى لمطار الملك خالد الدولي بمدينة الرياض. تستغل زم رحلتنا إلى الرياض حوالي الساعة وعشر دقائق على ارتفاع وقدر 35 رفع قدم. شكرا. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We have Saudi Arabian Airlines Captain Max and his entire crew like to welcome you to Saudi flight number 1040 operating to King Khalid International Airport in Riyadh. Our flying time to Riyadh is approximately 1 hour 10 minutes cruising at altitude of 35,000 feet. Thank you. أعزائي المسافرين مرحبا بكم في مطار الملك خالد الدولي بمدينة الرياض. توقيت المحلي والساعة السادسة والدقيقة السابعة والعشرون. درجة الحرارة الخارجية 34 درجة مئوية. شكرا. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to King Khalid International Airport in Riyadh. The local time is 27 minutes past hour 6 in the evening. The outside temperature 34 degrees centigrade. Thank you. 777 to the 8262.
shared with our partner Iberia on this flight this evening to London Heathrow Airport 705. Before making yourselves comfortable, please check that all your hand baggage is safely put away. Smaller bags, which have been labelled, should be placed under the seats in front of you, and all larger items should be placed securely in the overhead lockers. Please place all items in care for this so they do not fall out and cause any injury. This evening, if you are seated in a front row seat, an emergency exit row, anywhere this evening within our first or Club World cabin, kindly ensure that all loose items are placed in the overhead lockers, and the floor areas around these seats must be kept completely clear for our departure. Portable electronic devices may be used during this flight, as long as they're in flight safe mode. We are pleased to let you know you may now use your handheld electronic devices, such as mobile phones, tablets and e-readers during takeoff and landing. You may also use your personal headphones at these times, however larger items, including laptops, must be switched off and stowed away safely. For your information, our high-level entertainment system has now been activated. If you would like any information tonight regarding our entertainment options, we suggest you consult your Highlife magazine, which you will find within your seat area. Finally, we invite you all now to sit back, relax, and enjoy the cabin crew's hospitality on this flight through to the United Kingdom. Thank you. Showing flight BA262, co-chair with our partner Iberia, flight proceeding to London Heathrow Airport, Terminal 5. Good morning, while you're planning your seats and making yourself comfortable, we do hope you stow your cabin luggage safely and securely. If you're seated tonight, on a front row seat, regulations require the aircraft is sprayed with a harmless insect spray before we depart from Riyadh and we arrive in London. The cabin crew will shortly pass through the aisles with this spray. It is harmless to humans, however, if you feel it might affect, we suggest you cover your mouth and nose for approximately 10 seconds. Thank you. Interrupting a high entertainment system to share with you a short video. Here at British Airways, we're very proud to have teamed up with Comic Relief to form our charity partnership called Flying Start. This charity helps children living incredibly tough lives in cities around the world. If you would like to help, please place your spare change in any currency into the envelope provided in your headset pack and hand on to a member of the cabin crew. Any donation you make will make a huge difference to millions of disadvantaged children worldwide. Thank you for your kindness, your support and your generosity. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to London Heathrow Airport, Terminal number 5. The local time here in London this morning is 5:30 in the morning. We ask that you remain seated with your seatbelt securely fastened until the fastened seatbelt signs have been switched off. You may now make and receive calls from one of the new board services on your handheld electronic devices. When it is safe for you to leave your seat, please take care when opening overhead lockers. The items may have moved and could fall out and cause injury. Before leaving this aircraft, please make sure you have all your personal belongings with you. And remember that smoking is not allowed until you have reached the designated area. If you're journeying here at Heathrow on leaving the aircraft, please follow the yellow sign for arrival. If you are connecting onto another flight from Heathrow today, please follow the purple signs for flight connections, where our ground colleagues will be ready to assist you.
I'm back in Hull in my office at home and having my first glass of wine for 9 days. Very interesting. Yesterday I flew from Jeddah to Riyadh, and we landed in Riyadh at King Khalid International Airport, Terminal 3, at the back, exactly where I landed when I disembarked in the first Gulf War when we flew in from RAF Brize Norton in 1991. So that was quite emotional and interesting. And then I was in the first class lounge in Terminal 3 waiting for my flight, and an academic colleague from Dundee, Janice Rattray, was in the lounge. So quite incredible to see somebody you know in such a far off place. She was as astounded as I was. A reasonable flight back. They wouldn't serve alcohol until we were out of Saudi airspace. I don't know if this is a new regulation or not. Of course, it's one of which I completely and utterly disapprove. How on earth can anybody have objections to somebody drinking when you're in the air, but never mind. We always comply with this nonsense. And it wasn't the case the last time I flew out, because I was drinking a gin and tonic before the plane had closed its doors. But I don't want to say which flight and when, because that will get somebody into trouble. But I've seen alcohol served on Emirates flights and Cathay flights within Saudi airspace, so whether this is a new regulation or not. And they did announce on the way in on the British Airways flight that they would have to stop serving once we were in that airspace. I'm not exactly sure who polices these things, but clearly being the usual soft, politically correct Westerners that we are, we just do what everybody says. So, and the flight wasn't that great. I'd fallen asleep by the time I had left Saudi airspace, but we didn't get the usual toilet bags with their socks and eye shades and toothpaste in them. I know this sounds like a bit of a first world problem, or hashtag first world problem, as my kids would say, but you pay for these things in business class, and if you don't get them, it's a bit of a disappointment. But anyway, it's only a relatively short flight, slept for most of it, and then got home and did something this afternoon, which I haven't mentioned in any previous podcast. My mother has been transferred from hospital in Scotland down to a local nursing home just about 15 to 20 minutes away from where I live, and I've been to see her today and she seems very happily settled in there, so that's a great weight off my mind, I have to say. So my next international trip is to Italy in 2 weeks' time. In the meantime, my wife runs the London Marathon. I continue training for the Beverly 10K, a much humbler pursuit, I have to say. And on the weekend of the London Marathon, on the Saturday, my youngest son and I go down to London to watch Crystal Palace play our football team, Hull City. And then we stay overnight and then we stay to cheer on my wife in the London Marathon the next day, and then back to Hull. So next podcasts will be from Italy.